How is it changing the way property rights work?
Well, first of all, the community has assumed the role of the caretaker of property. Some of the documents I was reading in Seattle that were published in the 90s, it said that the community controlled all public and private property. They have to control the people, and they have to control the land.
So the community is controlling private property. So I, as a person who owns property, I'm not really fully in control of my property. There's this thing, there's this idea called the community that has a kind of higher right to that property in some way.
Yes, they claim the moral high ground. You have to prove that you are a good steward of that property in order for you to keep it. So if you don't follow their new regulations, which change all the time, they change so quickly nobody even knows what they are, ever. And that's part of the plan, too, okay? Communitarian law is the most confusing thing you'll ever try to figure out. It's hard enough to figure out their philosophy, but their law is amazing. So private property rights are gone under communitarianism. They don't exist.
So it can be said in law that you do have, you know, you have property rights, but you have to conform to these various standards. And presumably those standards can be as onerous as you like. And if you don't conform, then to say that you have property rights is just purely academic. You, in fact, do not have any rights.
No, and see, what we have to understand for me as an American is property rights under our Bill of Rights aren't the same as what you get in the UN Charter. Ours come from God, our Creator, and no man can take them away. A man didn't give them to us, a man can't take them away. And I can't give away my rights in perpetuity, you know? We can't even take them from the future generation under our Bill of Rights. But the UN Charter and human rights, you have to be a responsible person in order to keep your rights. There's a clause. Yes, you have all these rights, but if you're not a good person, then you don't have them anymore.
You know, that sounds so nice, doesn't it? Rights and responsibilities. But, yeah, that's so deceptive because it depends how that's read. You know, it could be read as you have rights and we all have responsibilities. So there's a kind of social expectation that one carries out responsibilities. But if you make it a legal basis to that and say, if you don't actually carry out these responsibilities, then that removes your rights. That's appalling.
Yes, that is what they think. The good people are going to get to live in the communities, the town or city that you live in. And what they mean by good is someone who serves the community when they're told. Because all of the programs I was looking at in Seattle, the data that they were gathering,